Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for September the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This, ladies and gentlemen, is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. And of course we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, one of the great solutions to restore the republic, to make America great again, whatever phrase you choose to use to return to the principles that made America great. We love it. We want to return to it. We reject revolution. Go study history. They're very bloody, violent, and don't turn out well most of the time. Thank heavens for the American Revolution. Certainly an anomaly in history. We're grateful for it, but we don't want to repeat it. What we want to do is use the framework that our founders gave us for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. Incredible Talk Radio free at libertyroundtable.com. Click on donate and get involved in the solutions today. Every penny helps us take center stage as the new media becomes, well, in control of the narrative. Let's just say it simply. The mainstream press has been the gatekeeper of news for way too long. Now they're out. The new media taking center stage is in, and we are part of it, and you could be part of us. We're grateful for the Liberty Roundtable Live family, for all you do, for the donations you put together, for the friends you tell, for the listening that you do, and for the involvement that you are engaged in. We're grateful for all of that. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Tastes phenomenal. 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Now you say, well, Sam, why are you by yourself? Where is Kurt? Well, the answer is him and his lovely wife are celebrating their 36th wedding anniversary. So he's taking the day off to be with his wife, exactly where he should be, because this broadcast is all about God, family, and country. It's all about life, liberty, and property. And so he's celebrating right where he should be. I got a series of guests that will be jumping on the radio with me as well, so have no fear. It's a chance for you to hear from some old friends along the way. And we have all kinds of news to unpack for you. But I'm just telling you, Kurt Crosby celebrating his 36th year of marriage. That is an incredible example. And this is what we're talking about. It's about God, family, and country. They have literally 11 children. I don't even know how many grandchildren now, but they're around 20 and growing. I mean, it's just tremendous. And this broadcast to celebrate all of that. All right. Now, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about President Trump says that NFL owners should fire players who take a knee during the national anthem. And he's encouraging spectators to walk out and protest. And you know what? I agree with Donald on all counts. Now, you would say, Sam, don't people have the right to do what they want? Yeah, I believe in free speech. Absolutely, they do. But not on the boss's time, they don't. That's right. Not on the boss's time, they don't. That's the critical thing to think about and understand here. Look, how many workplaces could you literally say, hey, I'm going to walk into a board meeting as a chief executive, and I'm going to take a knee, and I'm going to turn it into a political grandstand for my agenda. See, that wouldn't be tolerated for 2 seconds in the corporate world, and it ought not be tolerated here either. These players are hired to do a job. There are rules that relate to the NFL that show respect for our flag, for our nation, to not make it political. They are hired via contract to entertain. That's what they need to be doing. Now, if a couple of those players on their own time want to go ahead and make a news event and, you know, show their displeasure, their frustration with America, by all means, have a great time. But I agree with Donald. These players need to be fired. NASCAR backs Donald Trump on the national anthem. So the NFL and NASCAR taking two different roads for sure. The NASCAR leaders, owners of cars, whatever you want to call them, are saying, look, man, you drivers do that and you're going to be taking the next Greyhound out of here. You're out if you do this. I support those bosses and that right to do so. If I hire you to work for me, you don't have the right to go on a political bender on my dime representing me. Do these teams want to be known as hating America, downing the flag, launching themselves into a, quote, racial-driven divide? I don't think so. I don't think it's good for the league. I don't think it's good for anybody. And then the criticism of team members who don't want to go along saying we got to have solidarity as a team. You're kind of forced to go against your own personal beliefs for the team's sake. See, I don't agree with that either. Cowboys and Cardinals stand tall, though. They showed respect for the flag. Good for them. By the way, busted, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. He says NFL rules require anti-anthem players to appear on the field, to stand at attention, to face the flag, to hold their helmet in their left hand, and refrain from talking while the national anthem and the pledge are happening. What about the NFL rules? The NFL says they're not going to uphold the rules. What a shame on the NFL. I'm telling you right now, the American people don't like this. They're not excited about turning this into a political agenda, especially a racially tinged agenda, because most Americans are not racist. Most Americans, you know what, want to live a good life and they'll treat others around them kindly. And that's where we need to focus on. While the mainstream press and the Donald battling about the NFL and all that kind of stuff, the media mostly ignores a terrorist act that happened at a rural church. It was a tragic situation. And sadly, some people got shot by a thug. The good news is a man who believed in the Second Amendment literally got pistol whipped, then ran out, got his own gun, and held the thug, the shooter, at bay until the cops came, saving lives in the process. Now, this is a Second Amendment reality check. It's a Second Amendment supporter, a man who had a concealed carry permit, doing a phenomenal job in stopping criminal activity. And I say, good on them. Where is the mainstream press to tell you that story? They won't tell you the story because I guess the terrorist attack was committed by a black immigrant. They don't want to tell you that, do they? But good news, we saved lives. That's fantastic news. Where's the mainstream press to report it, huh? Judge Roy Moore says we've got to go back to God. We've got to go back to a moral base. Amen to that, Judge Roy Moore, who, by the way, won last night. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. Luther Strange and Donald Trump took a beating at the hands of the conservative Roy Moore. I love it. All right, J-Lo. You know Jennifer Lopez? She has pledged $1 million to help towards hurricane relief in her family's native Puerto Rico. And that's good news. Donald's getting attacked for not doing enough in Puerto Rico. Look, it's an island out in the middle of the ocean. It's very tough to get service and help and supplies to that island. But I say good for Donald for doing his best. Good for J-Lo pledging $1 million. Why don't we have J-Lo take the lead like that other NFL player to set up a GoFundMe or some type of fundraising? J-Lo could raise plenty of money. I commend her for putting $1 million in. But I'd like to see if we couldn't put more money or gather more money together in the private sector to really help out with Puerto Rico. It's a disaster. The island, for the most part, without power. I mean, it is devastation time. The hurricanes, the wind, I mean, it's bad enough to survive that piece, but it's the flooding later. It's the stagnant, infected, toxic water that becomes the big problem. The lack of electricity, the lack of food, the lack of being able to be mobile in the country. I mean, it is disaster. This is serious. Most people don't realize that Puerto Ricans are American citizens as well. And so we need to talk about that because I don't believe that they are fairly dealt with as citizens. We got to make Puerto Rico a state. Nevertheless, all I can tell you is good for Roy Moore saying we got to go back to God. Good for Jennifer Lopez putting $1 million in, trying to help out the best she can. I commend her. The situation in Puerto Rico continues to worsen. That's no doubt. We've got to be hot on that. We've got to have churches and the private sector and humanitarian efforts on tap big time to see what we can do to become part of the solution today. Maxine Waters wasting her time obsessed with impeachment. 16 U.S. officials have been impeached in history. Very strange circumstances relating to that. Kurt highlighted that. Republicans are in control of the National Labor Relations Board. That's good news, but will they get anything done? Time will tell. Three Republican senators shut down Graham Cassidy. They're not even going to vote on it anymore. That's good news. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, talk station.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on tap. Rand Paul declares he will not be bullied into voting for Graham Cassidy by Donald Trump or anybody else. Donald threatened Rand Paul with political isolation should he vote against the latest Obamacare, quote, replacement. Wow, Donald Trump is melting down, going against Rand Paul, losing. Rand Paul delivered Donald Trump and the Republicans a sound defeat on government replacement of health care. Rand Paul even outlined what it would take to garner his support. The senator sees the block grants as nothing more than an extension of Obamacare. Do you get that, Donald Trump and inside thug Republicans? Rand Paul will not go along because he says you're not repealing it all. You're lying to the people. You're literally dumping the failed Obamacare on the states and making Republicans own it, and I will not go along with that kind of a lie. We promised would repeal. This is not repeal, says Rand Paul, and he's spot on. Graham Cassidy keeps Obamacare and redistributes the money to the states. It spends over $1 trillion. My promise to the voters was to repeal, not to spend $1 trillion and dump the failed system on the states. By the way, Rand Paul is spot on. Donald Trump so far out in the weeds on this one, it's beyond imagination. Wow. All right. Anyway, good news. They've shut down the failed Obamacare replacement for the how many umpteenth time? The Republicans, absolutely in a failure. Now, Donald Trump lost big on health care over and over and over. Donald Trump lost big backing Luther Strange in the Roy Moore race in Alabama. Roy Moore victorious with a sound defeat of Mr. Strange and Donald Trump's agenda. But Roy Moore, ever the polite official, says, hey, even though Donald Trump voted against me and backed Strange with millions and millions and millions of insider Republican dollars, even though Donald didn't support me, make no mistake, I support the Donald, says Roy Moore. And good for him for doing it. I guess Congress now gets involved in the Kushner private email investigation. Donald and crew criticizing Hillary Clinton for doing this. Now his own son-in-law does the same. What a disgrace. Trump says North Korea might not be around much longer. This is kind of bordering on a crisis for the Donald. He shouldn't be saying such a thing. If the North Korean dictator ever winds up dead, the whole world will be pointing the finger at the Donald. What a stupid thing to say, by the way. Ben Carson goes against Donald Trump, backs Roy Moore, and, well, Ben Carson was on the right side of the issue because Roy Moore won last night. Candy Carson, that's Ben Carson's wife, stepping up and saying the media will not report the Trump agency's accomplishments. Why? Well, because they're controlled by people that want to bring down America. Amen to that reality check. That was hour one of the recap from yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. We talked about the United Nations literally admits that they cannot link global warming to the spike in human hunger, global or world hunger. But even though they say they can't make that link, then they proceed to the rest of the article written by Daily Caller to make that link. It's crazy. But Donald failing again, backing the United Nations when he should be pulling out and shutting that cursed organization down. That organization's whole sole mission is to destroy United States sovereignty. Donald, wake up, my friend. Don't let it happen. I guess T-Mobile and Sprint close to a deal, writes Reuters. So the third and fourth largest wireless cell phone carriers hoping to merge and take on AT&T and Verizon. Time will tell if that gets off the ground. They've been working on that plan for literally years. So we'll see what happens there. Hundreds of illegal voters found in Philadelphia. Believe it or not, writes the WashingtonTimes.com. Donald said there was illegal vote fraud going on, and he's proven correct over and over. Story after story after story documents this reality. Jim Clymer, well-known ConstitutionParty.com friend, advocate, leader, and attorney, says he's convinced there's vote fraud all over the nation, and Donald Trump may have even won the popular vote. Well, that's probably true. But of course, the mainstream press will never tell you about it. We focused on pro-life being one of the most critical issues in the nation. We talked about Students for Life of America are launching a national tour to bring the abuses, the hostilities, the pro-death agenda of abortion to the nation. And it's incredible. They're doing a great job. They're going on a multi-city tour. They spoke at the National Press Club to talk about the issue, and the mainstream press not covering it at all. What a tragic situation. But this pro-life issue is critical, and now that Roy Moore has a chance to talk about pro-life all the way to December 12th, I guess December 12th, Roy Moore will face former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones. On December 12th, they're going to face off. So it'll be an epic battle about pro-life. Hopefully, Roy Moore can articulate himself well enough. It'll be pro-life versus pro-death party candidates. It'll be somebody backing Donald versus somebody really against Donald at every turn. It'll really talk about Mitch McConnell's failed leadership. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Donald Trump, all backing insiders against former Judge Roy Moore. Roy Moore, very pro-life. They tried to accuse him of being a failed Second Amendment supporter, and he literally pulled out a gun right on the spot and said, you guys are nuts. I believe in the Second Amendment. Wow. The showdown is epic. The insiders versus the rest of us is taking center stage for sure. And it's important for us to realize the epic battle that's happening. For those of you who say we can't win, we've already lost. Draining the swamp has failed, or whatever you want to say. Hey, America's already taken over by socialism. Put a fork in it. It's over. You guys could not be more wrong. I don't accept that false, deceptive, satanic narrative that has no value. Saying we've already lost, stick a fork in it, it's over, has no value, folks. There's no value in that defeatist attitude. Saying that we've got a row to hoe has merit. Saying that we've got epic battles in front of us has merit. Talking about the culture war has merit. Deciding where you stand has merit. Praying to God to know what you ought to be doing to help the cause in the culture war has merit. There's a lot of good things we can be doing, folks. But I'm telling you right now, this defeatist attitude, like it's over, we've already lost, there's no hope, give up, that's all a waste of time. That's not what we believe on the radio here. We believe in God, family, and country. We believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property. We believe Americans, we ought to be unhyphenated. In other words, forget the racial divide. We ought to stand together as unhyphenated Americans for the greatest country in the face of the earth, on the face of the earth. We need to stand to put America as a beacon on the hill. We have the greatest country on the face of the earth. We have the principles, looking to God for solutions, not government. And we have the blueprint for liberty, for success. All we need to do is return to those principles and insist on them. Using the checks and balances, that's what we, the American people, can do. Don't fall for any lie that makes you believe that that's not possible or that's not our quest. Some might even say, Sam, you know we can't make it back. You've even said it yourself. You know, if we turn our back on God, then there's no way we'll be successful. And you know what? We're not about to return to God. Well, maybe that's true. Doesn't change the fact that the more you teach the principles of liberty, the more you talk about God, family, and country, the more you focus on the proper role of limited government, replete with its checks and balances, the more you focus on protecting life, liberty, and property, the more you live a good moral life and repent before God yourself and clean the inner vessel, the more you teach your family to do the same, the more you share that message and fund that agenda, the greater chance we have to avoid the judgments of God. The greater chance we have to have peace in our nation, the greater chance you have to have a stable family life, the greater chance you have to, as Kurt Crosby is celebrating right now, 36 years of marriage to the same woman, the greater chance you have to have a stable life, publicly and privately, the greater chance you have to make a huge difference. See, this is simple stuff, folks. These are principles that are time-tested for success. Don't ever be deceived into believing they can't be successful. Don't ever accept that lie. We can be successful. We will be successful, right? We will. Maybe not successful in saving the whole nation, but certainly successful in building communities of liberty, families of stability and success and liberty. And the more families we can help, the better off we are. Never lose sight of the goal, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Roy Moore, the colorful, outspoken Christian, twice ousted as Alabama's Chief Justice, has beaten Senator Luther Strange in the Republican primary in that state, Alabama. Moore noted, quote, "I believe we can make America great. We must make America good." He said, "We cannot make America good without acknowledging the will of Almighty God." Strange conceded shortly after 8:30 last night, local time. Among the most outspoken critics of President Trump is California Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She seems to be, according to some, obsessed with the impeachment of President Trump. She was calling for Trump's impeachment before he was elected. Since, she has called for his impeachment for a number of reasons, a number of times. The way the Republicans wanted Clinton impeached before he was sworn in. Some say if Waters is so obsessed with the way elected officials look when they're in office, the matter of perception, they should note that she represents one of the poorest congressional districts in the nation, and she lives in a $6 million home. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly Internet News Analysis Service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict, and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom, and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs, and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Republicans fail once again, forced to scrap health care vote. They promised a repeal. Well, they voted for repeal over and over and over and over when they knew Barack would block it. But now that they know Donald will sign it, they don't even take up that vote again. The replace has failed over and over and over again. Even Donald Trump attacking Rand Paul, saying if you don't vote for this replacement, this fiasco, we're going to politically isolate you. Rand Paul says, I won't be bullied, and rejects it and delivers a sound defeat to Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and sadly, the Donald. Good for Rand Paul. Judge Roy Moore wins Alabama Senate primary soundly. Luther Strange, along with Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, all the insiders went down to sound defeat last night. He won like 57-43. And I guess now Judge Roy Moore to face Doug Jones, the Democratic nominee, on December the 12th. Time will tell how that epic battle shapes up. But for now, we celebrate a win. Kevin Blake, well-known talk show host in his own right from Florida, joins us. What do you say to that sound defeat, sir?
Good morning, Sam, and hey. Fantastic. I'm so happy for our friend Judge Roy Moore, and I'm glad to see that Swamp Creature got defeated. That's good news, and we don't get a lot of good news from time to time. Sam, you know that.
Yeah, now here's the interesting thing about this. Mr. Strange was backed by the McConnell Senate Leadership Fund, which literally spent over $10 million on the campaign, where Moore's campaign spent just $1.1 million. Very now, strange.
I know, Sam, we've always said for years and years and years now in the movement that, you know, the money always wins the election. It's true. I mean, look what happened to our good friend Sheriff Arpaio. He got beat out by Soros' billions, and they got the candidate of their choice in there, but... I mean, even Donald Trump, I think Hillary spent more money than Donald Trump did, and she lost. And I think we're starting to see this reversal around the country of people saying, you know what, I'm sick of the swamp. I'm sick of these, you know, career politicians. I'm sick of these, you know, liars and cheats and this and that, and people are rejecting it now. And, you know, they're going for not the status quo candidates, but they're going for the good constitutional candidates. And I would submit liberty is rising, my friend.
And I would submit that a lot of people say we've already lost, stick a fork in it, we have no chance, drain the swamp is over. That only happens when good people do nothing. This is positive proof.
Absolutely.
All right. I think that's more so important to understand. Think about it, though. They spent well over $10 million to $1.1 million. Now, it's true you got to have some money, though. You can't run it on nothing. But it just goes to show that a good candidate combined with popularity, combined with the principles that make America great, combined with a little bit of cash, can get the job done. Look, Donald Trump backed Strange. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell backed Strange. Mike Pence, vice president, went to back Strange. The people of Alabama didn't care. They supported folks like Ben Carson and Sarah Palin and Sam Bushman and Steve Bannon and all of us that are considered outsiders, not part of the establishment, literally won. They had an epic battle. This is kind of a revolution slash revolutionary war within the Republican Party. What is a Republican, Kurt says, and this highlights it. Who is going to lead and control the Republican Party? Is it going to be the Senator Rand Paul's and the, hopefully, Senator Judge Roy Moore's of the world? Or is it going to be the Mitch McConnell's and Paul Ryan's slash Trump's of the world?
I think their day is dawning, Sam. You know, of course, to you and me, but on the surface, yeah, we could say that very well much they will be entrenched with each other. And, you know, the Roy, not the Roy Moore, but the Mitch McConnell's and the Paul Rhinos and the Rince Priebuses and all those folks, they are going to continue to run the swamp. But every day we're starting to see that swing, the pendulum start to swing the other direction. And I think we could just say, let's be hopeful that, yes, these people could take over. But I think that's going to be another big battle like we saw here in Alabama just recently. To win those positions for the lovers of liberty on our side.
What do you think, though?
Sell, my friend.
Donald on the wrong side of this. Donald railed against the insiders for so long.
I know.
Now when he gets a chance, he backs the insider. Him and Vice President Mike Pence both doubled down in favor of Strange. How strange can that get? What is up with that?
No pun intended, right? I mean, you know, really, I think what it is, Sam, is Trump has some people that are guiding him. And let's just say it's not a Sam Bushman or a Sheriff Richard Mack or a Kirk Crosby. It's insiders. And they're helping the president make decisions because he does have to have trust with the people he's put in his cabinet. And I think that's kind of leading to him making some bad decisions. I don't think Trump's a bad guy. He's well known for decades now being the blue collar billionaire, the people's person. And I think that still sounds true with Trump. But given the fact that some of the actions we've been seeing coming out of the administration, I don't know what else you can explain it. Is just he has some people that don't have the American people's interest in mind, but that have convinced them that he's, you know, all for the agenda, the Trump agenda. And now we're starting to see those decisions come to fruition, and people are probably whispering some bad things or bad decisions for him to make in his ear. And I think that's possibly what we're seeing. But again, you know, drain the swamp, lock her up. I mean, all these things we're not seeing happen yet. And I'm starting to wonder, well, what's going on here? You know, we got to get stuff done. And, you know, this healthcare decision that's been going on, I'm a little perturbed by some of Trump's statements. Of course, I don't think that's nothing out of the new with his Twitter rants. But, you know, looking at this, I've been saying this for a long time, Sam, that the Democrats got their version of it under Obamacare, and the Republicans since 2012 have been trying to push their version of it at a national level, starting with, what was his name, old catchers Mitt Romney. He was the first one to put in socialized medicine in the state of Massachusetts when he was governor there. And the Republicans are going to do everything in their power to try and rein that through, because we can't make a mistake here. The agenda of establishment, whether Democrat or Republicans, is to destroy this country. That is their goal.
And the heart and soul of the Republican Party is the epic prize right now. And that's why I'm so surprised by Donald Trump. Look, backing Strange and the insiders, Roy Moore, Rand Paul, they would remake the Republican Party after, I would say the platform, after what you and I would hold dear, what most Americans believe a Republican ought to be. I'm not for parties in the first place, but it is an epic battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. Will it be an inside fiasco with a deceptive agenda that violates the platform, or what?
I just had another thought, too. Maybe Trump backed Strange on purpose because he knew Strange wouldn't get it, and if he backed him, he would guarantee to fail. So maybe this was a ploy. This could also, I mean, there's one side of the story, but the other side could be that maybe secretly Trump wanted Roy Moore in, and that's why he backed Strange, because he knew people would reject it, because Strange is a well-known swamp creature. So maybe that was his tactic. You know?
Well, and if it was, and if we got the right guy to serve, that's good. Now there's an epic battle, though, because now he's got to go head-to-head with this former U.S. attorney. Guy's name is Doug Jones, and Donald's promised to campaign for Roy Moore now. So, or Trump has promised to campaign for Roy.
Doug Jones or whatever, he is a Democrat, correct?
That is right, sir.
Well, here's the good thing we have on our side for Judge Roy Moore. Democrats are off their rocker, and they are failing miserably. So all I got to say in December is bye, Felicia.
All right. Now, there's another interesting idea here. Trump to end the dollar as we know it by 2018, some are now speculating. Do you think Donald will do that?
Well, I don't know, Sam, but I know the concerns over a cashless society have been long and drawn out. And we can go back to articles that we were seeing in the early, 2010s, 2011s, 2012s, where it started over in Sweden and they're going cashless. We got to get rid of cash. And I wouldn't be surprised to see cash go away because I think that would put us one step closer to the mark of the beast system that we see in the book of Revelation, Sam. So I think that will come about eventually. I don't know when that would happen. But even I saw an article just a few weeks ago that American Express and a lot of these big merchant processors, they're paying big dollars to businesses that are wanting to go cashless. So, yeah, it's an agenda. It's not being talked about. I think the NFL is probably being talked about more right now. But, yes, this push to go cashless has been something that has been going on for a long time, Sam. And I don't think they're going to let up. They want that. Because no cash means more control, and that's what the swamp wants. They want control of everything.
Now, this is an interesting situation. A lot of people are saying Trump to end the dollar by 2018. I don't know if that's true, but I know this. Janet Yellen saying the Fed may have misjudged inflation.
Ooh. you think?
And I guess the epic battle there is they may not be raising interest rates as fast as they once thought. Time will tell. But see, Donald was very critical of Janet Yellen. Now he's literally backing Janet Yellen. Let's talk about that and how that'll relate. Liberty Roundtable Live, Kevin Blake. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so. C-U-R-T. That's Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Luther Strange, Donald Trump, and the McConnell Alliance Leadership Fund spent $10 million to promote the swamp. Roy Moore spent just $1.1 million and won by an epic win. Trump to possibly end the dollar as we know it? Question mark. Yellen says Fed may have misjudged inflation. So while they're on this epic battle about the dollar and inflation and spending plenty of money promoting the swamp, Donald used to back or be very critical of Janet Yellen. Now he seems to like her just fine. But it gets worse because now the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, literally came out publicly and said, one third of his department's workers are not loyal to him and Donald Trump. If that's not proof they haven't drained the swamp, I don't know what is. One third of the workers in the Interior Department do not even support the president or Ryan Zinke? What on earth is going on, Kevin?
Well, and you forgot the main point of that that headline you just read. That's just one department, Sam.
That's the whole point.
So if that's the Interior Department or the Department of the Interior, which I would lump under the big name BLM and not Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management, that's a part of the Interior Department. Could you imagine the federal government lost track, I believe, in 2014 of how many alphabet soup agencies they actually had? So if that's just one department, my gosh, I would say almost the entire federal government is against President Trump and not supporting his agenda. It would seem that way.
And my point to that is if Donald's going to drain the swamp, he could get folks like you and I in office or other people that would be loyal to the president or at least
Absolutely.
Support a lot of his agenda. What is going on? He's not draining the swamp at all, as far as I can see. Now, Mr. Zinke says he's going to go ahead and really work with these guys to fix the problem. The only way to fix the problem is just commit mass firings.
I agree. And they could, in the president's true character, they could take it and make a nice little reality TV show. And he just sits there and says, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you know. And hey, we got plenty of liberty loving Americans, everyday average Americans. I know I would give up everything going on in my life. I'd get rid of my business and everything else to go and serve our country in a capacity of working for one of these agencies or heading one of these agencies. I would absolutely do that. I think many other Americans would too.
But I can't get a hold of Donald Trump, but the 11-year-old boy that wants to mow the lawn can hang out in the Rose Garden with the Donald. How does that all work?
I know. It's kind of interesting. I even tried to get hold of the president on Twitter, Sam. I sent out a tweet the other day asking him because I know he loves veterans so much. And my question was, maybe some veterans don't want to go to school. Maybe some veterans want to be entrepreneurs and start businesses and banks. As you well know, Sam, are not friendly to startups. They don't give us any help. And maybe that 9/11 GI Bill that veterans have earned could turn around and access some of that money in the form of a loan or something to help them get their businesses started. And,
amen to that.
Nothing.
Now, one of the interesting things, though, don't worry, because if you send a tweet to the president, Twitter's going to help you with that. They're doubling for some users right now in kind of a test mode, but they're going to increase that 140-character limit to 280 characters just for you, my friend.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was actually limited to the 115, so unfortunately I had to cut my message short. But I'm sure the algorithm with Twitter only makes sure that negative comments toward the president get seen and not things that could help, our veterans here in America.
280 characters to get your job done. Now, by the way, I guess Bill O'Reilly's back on Fox. Did you see this?
No, I didn't. He's back.
Aren't you super excited?
Not really.
Why not, Kevin? I mean, this is like the epic conservative leader here.
Oh, really? I thought Sam Bushman was an epic conservative leader.
Bill O'Reilly caught in sex scandal after sex scandal and gets fired from Fox. Now they bring him back.
Wow.
Glad your wife doesn't work for Fox, huh?
I know, man. I don't know what I'd do with Bill. But he's I've heard of Bill O'Reilly back in his earlier days. He used to, you know, if you didn't agree with him, he'd send people by your house and threaten you and stuff. So, you know, I guess that's true Fox character. I'd like to see Fox News go away and just replace it with, like, Liberty News Radio or something.
Well, Liberty News Radio, Liberty News Daily. But the problem is we can't even raise enough money to hardly stay on the air without one or two people's funding. We'd be dead in the water.
I know. Our day's coming soon.
Well, we certainly pray so. With Judge Roy Moore hopefully taking the Senate, that increases our chances, because if you can get Roy Moore and Rand Paul to stick together and, you know, bring Mike Lee aboard and maybe our buddy Ted Cruz aboard, we might actually start to create a coalition of senators that could actually do something for a change.
Absolutely, and I think we're going to start seeing that. People are really rejecting this whole, I mean, even these establishment Republicans, they're making a lot of good, hardworking Republican men and women that traditionally would have blindly supported these folks. They're starting to make them mad. That's what I'm seeing down here on my end. You know, it's really going to be a game changer. These folks, they need to buckle down, get the agenda done. Let's pass some tax returns. Let's get an investigation going with Hillary Clinton. Let's drain the swamp and let's get these things going. You know, let's get that border wall built. I hear that we're building the border wall, but Mexico's not paying for it. Come on, guys. I mean, we have to stick true to what we say.
Do you think they're really going to build the border wall? I don't think they'll build the border wall. I think they'll just talk about it forever.
Well, apparently the president's made many tweets that we're actually constructing it right now.
Is that a figment of his imagination or what?
I don't know, but he's. I think it was a couple weeks ago I saw that. I actually heard him say it.
Should we dispatch
the border wall right now?
Should we dispatch Kevin Blake to go survey the border wall for us?
Sure, man, I'd go.
And we got to do something to know the truth. You can't. You can't count on the Donald to tell you the truth.
Well, and then you think, Sam, with a third of his agencies not supporting his agenda, I mean, is ICE really patrolling the border?
The question is that, are they building the wall and then some guys will come right behind them and take down the wall?
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, the cartels are very advanced. I mean, those guys got submarines and everything.
You wonder where they got all that military hardware, huh?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the war on drugs has really been profitable for them.
Do you think they got it from our own government, or do you think they got it from our most favored nation trading partner? Where do you think they got that?
No, they got it from Russia, actually. The cartels, a lot of them have been buying up old Russian surplus, kind of like the you know, how our police agencies buy up military surplus from the federal government. Well, the cartels go to the Russian government, and they get, you know, submarines and stuff like that, and that's how they're so well-armed. I mean, they have their own militaries now in these cartels.
All right. Well, I got another good news piece before the end of the hour, Kevin.
Yeah, we do. What's on the, well, Roy Moore was started.
Yeah, that was the first piece of good news. This is the second piece of great news. Chronic teacher absence, or absenteeism, if you will, in government schools. They've done a new study now, and they say that, you know what, teachers are absent. In fact, the more tenure the teacher has, the longer the teacher's been around, the more chronic absenteeism they display. And I'm just saying, if we can get them all to be chronically absent, we could shut down the government schools, my friend. It'd be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that doesn't surprise me. I think the government schools, well, we all, anybody that listens to this radio program knows, the government schools are, well, there's not much to learn there. And maybe with these teachers, an absentee problem would become a national debate, and maybe we can just shut that puppy down, get rid of that education department, and turn it back over to the states like it says in the Constitution. That would be just great.
Well, I say bring it on, but I don't see it anytime soon. I'm just saying they're all worried about that chronic absenteeism for these insider teachers. While that's going on, though, I don't know if you're going to use this service, but I think it would be perfect for you, Kevin.
What's up?
There's a new service going on.
What is it?
Walmart is testing a service that will stock your fridge while you're not at home. Ooh. Now, they're currently testing the service only in Silicon Valley, so you're going to have to wait a little bit for this to roll out to a theater near you. But a delivery person is given a, quote, one-time code that grants access to your house. And then customers will receive a notification on their smartphone letting you know when the person enters your home. And they'll stock your fridge for you while you're gone, buddy.
So does that mean if I need some corn, they'll have a Monsanto rep come out to my house and just plant a little seed in my fridge, and I'll have fresh corn when I get home?
No, they won't plant a seed, but they will send a Walmart and a stooge out to your house to go ahead and fill your fridge with Monsters or whatever you need.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean? You got a problem with someone coming in your house and digging through your underwear drawer? What's wrong with you?
Of course. I mean, then what? You know, what governmental oversight's going to is that going to include? Well, you know, if Walmart has access, I guess the government would need access to your home.
It'll probably be the Dream Police.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Do you think it'll be the Donald? Do you think Donald will put something in place to make sure that doesn't go awry?
Well, you never know. I mean, he was down here in Florida handing that food to people.
Do you think Americans will tolerate that idea that a Walmart rep will go into your home and stock your fridge? Do you think Americans will go there?
I think some people would, Sam. I honestly and truly,
are you kidding me?
People would. They would find it a beneficial service to help them, and I think people would go for that. I think a lot of people would, but I think quite a few would.
The chance of me going for something like that is zero, my friend. Why would you ever do that? Grant access to your home via a stranger that works for a large corporate entity. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you ever do that? Just for a little convenience? Now, I'm okay with Amazon delivering something to my porch.
Yeah. Well, and right now, with a lot of Walmarts, you can order all your groceries online. They'll have a picker, and you pull up. It's like, Chili's curbside to go, man. You just pull up, and your bill's paid and everything, and they load your groceries for you, and you go on your way home.
Now, I like a lot of the convenient options. Maybe it's just an epic study of how far Americans will, you know, voluntarily serve up their privacy on a plate, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Well, I hope Walmart's bidding off more than they can chew and people don't go for this plan. I think it's psychotic, personally.
Yeah. No, it is. I totally agree with that. I wouldn't let anybody in my home. I don't care if they're from the government or a private employee of Walmart or anything else. Man, no.
Because what if the employee of Walmart sees something they ought to not see in your house? I don't know what it would be.
Like a gun?
It would be a great point, yeah. And they're like, no, I'm uncomfortable with that.
Hey, absolutely, Sam.
And what if they tell your physician and then they say, you know, Kevin's mentally unstable. Number one, he's a vet. Number two, he's very patriotic. I mean, he's a domestic threat. He's a veteran. Yeah. He's got a gun in his house. I'm just not. I think that Kevin might.
Yellow, don't tread on me flags on the wall.
Kevin might be fixing to go berserk. Wow. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, brother.
You're welcome. All right. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Epic news the networks refuse to use. Always on tap. I'm Sam Bushman. He's Kevin Blake. You're Kurt Crosby, celebrating his 36th year wedding anniversary. Right where he ought to be. We declare this nation shall endure.